Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 72 towns and cities in Vermont receive the benefit of community water fluoridation, and those communities add fluoride to their water systems to help prevent tooth decay. But on town meeting day in Bennington, voters there said they did not want fluoride added to their water. Joining us now for our Friday regional report is reporter Derek Carson, who writes for the Bennington Banner and has been following the story. Derek, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So how did this move for fluoride get started in the first place?
Well, it really traces back to 2012, where the state came down to Bennington and organized several local committees to deal with various issues within the community. One of those committees was focused on poverty. And out of their talks, the Bennington Oral Health Coalition was formed, and they were looking at different ways to improve dental care in Bennington. Now, the connection there is that they were finding that many people were missing work, paying exorbitant dental bills for preventable dental problems. And so after about 2 years of looking into various ways to address this problem, they eventually found that fluoridation is the most cost-effective way of addressing it. I believe, as they put it, the most bang for your buck. So in December, they went before the select board and made a presentation where they talked about the benefits of fluoridation, the approximate cost, any number of things.
So now in 2015, this finally comes up for a vote. People were against it. How lopsided was the vote against adding fluoride to the water system in Bennington?
It wasn't completely lopsided, but it was definitely a strong message. 1539 voted no, and 1117 voted yes. So it was a pretty big margin. And going into the election, we had an idea. The anti-fluoride group was definitely more vocal, as it tends to be. They had their own fluoride forum. Both groups actually had a forum, but we thought it would be much closer than it actually ended up being. And The no's ran away with it.
Well, what were the main objections among those people in Bennington opposed to fluoride in the drinking water?
Well, there were several, and they cited a number of scientific studies which the pro-fluoride group did not consider to be very accurate studies, things that were published in non-peer-reviewed journals, things with very small sample sizes that were never repeatable. But they did have literature to back their claims to some extent, at least. They said that it was a toxin, an industrial waste product that had no benefit to teeth. Many called it a poison. There was concern about it causing lower IQ, autism, any number of things, very similar to the things you hear when anti-vaccine crowds talk. And so there was a lot of objections along that line, a lot that wasn't quite based in scientific fact, but apparently got to enough people.
I do know that the Vermont Department of Health, at least in an economic sense, reports that for every $1 invested in fluoridation, it saves an estimated $38 in unnecessary dental costs. Is that an economic message that perhaps didn't get through to voters, or did they just reject that analysis as well, as along with some of the other more scientific things that you were just talking about?
I think it was absolutely a rejection. Like I said, there were two separate community forums, dozens and dozens of letters to the editor written. There were very few facts about fluoride or opinions about fluoride that didn't get out to the public. And the one you mentioned, the $38, was absolutely mentioned several times. The hospital here in town, Southwestern Vermont Medical Center, released a press release saying that they supported fluoridation for many of those reasons. But eventually, the fear of risk that there would be some downside to the fluoride vote won out over the benefits.
Well, what happens now? Because this vote was advisory, so it's not a done deal. The select board actually gets the final say. Has there been any indication among select board members that may feel strongly one way or the other? And how much of a chance do you think that they might go against the advisory vote and approve adding fluoride?
Well, back in the beginning of this process, the select board was, they seemed open to the idea. The chairman, who actually is now off the board after town meeting, expressed support for fluoridation. All of the new candidates who were asked this question during the election season all said that they would go with the advisory vote, and that seems to be the sense of the board right now. Bennington does have a history of turning down water fluoridation. I believe we have voted on this 5 times since the early 60s was the first time, and every time it has gone down. I think it would be very difficult, just in terms of public relations, for the board to go against the public on this one, and I get the sense that that will not happen.
And when is that select board vote going to happen?
It's tough to say when it's going to happen. I believe their next meeting is as soon as next Monday, so I'm sure it'll be discussed there. I don't know if they'll take action immediately, but the board does seem to be leaning towards going with the advisory vote.
Well, we'll certainly keep following your reporting on this. Derek Carson is a reporter for the Bennington Banner. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Once again, it was my pleasure.